Truth of the Matter on Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang with you saying welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. We'd be glad to hear from you, especially your prayer praises, prayer requests tonight, as we have Dr. Doug Quick in the house with us again, with another great message from God's Word. So, Sister Ruth, who do we have in the house with us tonight?
Well, we have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have you, Sister Emily, George, Brother Quick, and just me.
All right. Well, let's start with George here tonight. How are you doing tonight? What do you got for us?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good tonight. I'm sorry I missed the program last week and fell asleep because I was so tired out, but anyway, I want to pray for our soldiers and firefighters and policemen and first responders. And I want to pray for our leaders and pray for Israel and pray for the ones in school that they got to put up with all these different kinds of stuff, their genders and everything. And it's too bad that they have to get back to the reading, writing, and arithmetic and learn something. The kids, nowadays, they don't even know who the President of the United States is. You ask the kids, and they don't know who Benjamin Franklin was. They don't know anything no more. They're not teaching them any of the things that they should. So we pray immensely for the schools that they would get back to teaching the right stuff.
Amen.
And then I got a praise report that I'm doing better. Went through the prostate cancer and everything, and I think I'll get a good report. I called yesterday, but I didn't get a report. But I should be getting one. And we thank you for your program, and we want to bless you and pray for you and your wife that you'd get to feeling better. Amen.
Amen. And Brother George, in order to get tired, you first have to take off the D, and you end up being a tire. So what brand?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So you must be a good year.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And Sister Emily, what do you got for us tonight? Ruth, you got her mic open?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Emily, you must be on mute, so you'll have to unmute yourself if you want to give us your prayer request or what have you.
I was over here fighting with my phone. I'm about ready to beat it up.
Okay. So what do you got for us tonight?
Well, as Brother Doug said, we need to be praying for our young people because these schools anymore, it's getting crazy with them. Be praying for, as he said, our first responders and all that, and definitely our government, for Brother and Sister Quick. Also be praying for me the 17th. The 17th, the week after, and the week after that, I found out they're going to do the bone marrow transplant in three parts. Also be praying for me tonight. I've been having a great deal of swelling in my legs and a lot of discomfort in my back. Also for our ministry, for the need for our bus, and for you and Rui, and be praying for my children. They are not feeling so hot tonight. They're been sick, and my grandkids ain't feeling too hot either, so. Also be praying for Austin and his family and a young lady named Monica in our building. She's soon to have a little one. Also be praying for Austin's sister who's in the hospital tonight being induced.
Okay. And is that it for you, Em?
Also, I have a praise report for you.
All right.
I was able to lead three different people to the Lord today.
Amen. All right. Anything else?
Be praying for Mom. She's a little under the weather tonight. And I'm complete with that.
All right. Well, Ruth, your turn.
Yeah, I'm just going to the doctor tomorrow. I just want you guys to pray. She's going to find out what's going on. So, not feeling good at all.
Okay. And then, of course, like Brother George said, about our first responders, our government, those in nursing homes and hospitals, those that work there, our ministry, for Brother Quick for clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of speech tonight. For all the team here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, for Pastor Bonnet, his wife, for Brother Quick and his wife, for us and our ministry, Brother Tim Groover, G-R-U-V-E-R, Groover, just basically all of the Six Eyes Radio Network, and as Brother Six says, for my family, your friends, my friends, your fans, my fans, and that's basically it. So, Brother Quick, if you got any other prayer requests, you and the missus, and then you can open us in prayer and get into your message tonight.
All right. Thank you, Brother Ken. Yes, we do have some prayer requests. My wife will be going for an MRI on her back on this Wednesday coming, and we will appreciate your prayers very much for that. And I've been trying for over 2 years to get into a good doctor to find out about my knees. And every time I get into a doctor, I think it's a worse case than the last case. So just keep me much in prayer on that for sure. And we will greatly appreciate that. And then we've got a couple of unspoken. They're still unspoken, but as soon as they become spoken, we will sure enough be telling you what they are so that you can praise the Lord right along with us. Is there any other prayer requests before I begin to pray now? All right. Our Father, thank you for this time together again this night, and thank you for Six Eyes Radio Network and for what it means to us and for what it means to so many around the world tune in and get different things from us and from the different ones that are on here. And we're just glad to be a part of this. Now, Lord, tonight I've been really pleading with you that you would just soften some hearts and just cause for there to be conviction of the Spirit of God upon them, and that you would just deal with each of us accordingly, and we will certainly appreciate you for that. Now, Lord, I'm asking that you would be with Brother Ronnie Scott and his wife, Miss Wanda, that you just have us keep them in our prayers for sure. And for Brother Paul Pritchard from the Albany Baptist Church and the Albany Baptist Church family. And Lord, just minister unto us this night now and do according to your sweet, wonderful will. That's all that matters to us, and we're just glad for that. So just be with us now. Give me clarity of thought and clarity of mind, and we'll sure thank you very much for that also. Now be with us now, Lord, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. My wife is right here. You can't hear her, but when I'm searching for a word, 56 years of being married, she don't even have to see the end of my tongue, and she can kind of read between the lines, I guess, and feed me those words that I need, and I'm just very thankful for her. She has been such a boost all the years that I've been preaching the Word of God. And she's been such a boost to our marriage and our children. And we're glad for that also. Now, tonight, I want to call your attention to someone else that did not consider as he should have. I want to talk to you tonight about King Asa. And we'll be looking at Second Chronicles, beginning in chapter 14. Then we'll swing around to chapter 15 just for a few moments. And then we'll be back over in chapter 16 to end our thoughts this night. King Asa was a very faithful king. When he began his rule over the land of Judah, he just did so many good things. Chapter 14, we'll begin to see about some of these good things. Verse number 3, listen to this. He took away all the altars of the strange gods and of the high places, break down the images, and cut down the groves. He cut away all of the bridges to the old line. And then the next verse, verse number 4, he begins to command the people of Judah to seek God. In verse number 7, they're busy building cities, and he's commanding his people how important it is, fences around these cities. I mean, he's just doing such a marvelous, marvelous way of leading these people. And he built an army of men that believed just like he did. Verse number 8 will tell us that in chapter 14. But then there was a war that come knocking on their door. Verses 9 through 15. And I won't take the time to go into the meaning of the names of these things at all tonight. That's not where I want to go tonight. King Asa was outnumbered by more than 2-1 in this battle. And he knows that. And all of Judah knows that. Well, listen to King Asa. He's going to pray, and he's going to ask God for some help. Look, if you would, please, at verse number 11, chapter 14. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord, our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee. That was the way that he prayed. The very next verse tells us how it was that God answered him. Verse number 12 of chapter 14. So the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them unto Gerar, and the Ethiopians were overthrown, and they were not, they could not recover themselves. For they were destroyed before the Lord and before his host, and they carried away very much spoil. Now, chapter 15, look at verse number 1, and we're going to find out what God thinks about King Asa here. And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. Now that was that's what we would call a praise report right there. The son of Oded went out with a praise report on everything that God had seen King Asa accomplish in chapter 14. Well, then we drop down to chapter 16. And in the 36th year, verse number 1, of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah to the intent that he might not let none go out or come into Asa, king of Judah. There's going to be another war. Remember what Asa did that first war that we read about He went to the Lord and he laid himself out before God. He laid his people out before God. He said, Lord, it's nothing with you to help whether we have many or whether we have few. We're depending on you. And the very next verse, God showed that he was knew that they were depending on him. And God came in and destroyed that army before them. But here, verse number 2, chapter 16, then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, hold on, hold on, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. All of a sudden, Asa got to the point where he's no longer considering things like he should be. Forgotten what God, the Son of God, has said about how he fought that first war. Remember verse number 2 of chapter 15? And he went out to meet him, meet Asa, and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you be with him, and if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. All of a sudden, this very next war, 36 years later, Asa has got this thing figured out in his mind. He knows what he's going to have to do in order to win this battle. He said, well, there's plenty of money that's been given to the Lord, and I've got a little bit of extra money here myself. I think I'll just make a deal with these people over here and have them go and break their yoke that they've got with these other people and stand with us so that we'll get out of this mess. He wasn't depending on God at all. Not at all. He depended on God that first war, chapter 14, and God won the battle for him. Now, in this next battle, 36 years later, he's depending on himself. He's got this thing figured out. I'm sure that there's a few of you that can kind of follow along as I'm thinking out loud here just a little bit. I remember many a time in my own life, how it was that I thought that I things out a whole lot better than anybody else. I think I heard an amen or two right there. I thought I was getting where you people was listening to me. Amen. But you see, that's not what God wants out of his servants. That's not what God wants out of King Asa. But King Asa thinks he's got it figured out. And he's going to go out here and he's going to do his best to figure things out. Now listen to me. Listen to me. Asa will rebel against his own God in chapter number 16. Asa was very much subdued unto his God, submitted unto his God in chapter 14. But now he's forgotten that. Oh, yeah, he's forgotten all about that. Now he's going to rebel against God because God said through the preacher, chapter 15, God said to him through the preacher, as long as you go with me, I'll go with you, but you go against me and I'm going to be against you. Oh, listen to me. The first war, Asa was outnumbered more than 2-1, and he depended on God for everything, and God was there. Now this war, he's not depending on God for anything. He thinks he's got things all figured out. You see, he's all of a sudden thinking that he's those who just don't consider things from God right. That's exactly how it is. Amen. After all, there was enough money that was set aside for God, and he had enough money himself. Sure enough, they'd been faithful unto God for a long time. They'd went on all those years and didn't need God, so there shouldn't be any trouble now just doing things yourself. Oh. Hello. Don't turn this thing off yet. No, no, no. We're not done yet. You see, suddenly this faithful ruler, and it could be a pastor, it could be a deacon. I know that there's pastors and there are deacons listening to me. I know that. And I could be speaking to you tonight. This could be the very place that you find yourself tonight. Oh, yes. Suddenly, that faithful ruler, perhaps a pastor, perhaps a deacon, finds himself with no consideration for God at all. This king had been faithful for the majority of his reign. After all, he's reigned for 36 years. And this is the first time that he's kicked up his heels against God. He's been so mindful of the power of his God upon him. Now it brings a sudden shortage of God's power upon him. And he doesn't know what to do except to figure his own way through this. Amen. You see, the preacher man comes to this king in chapter number 16. And he comes with some bad news. Chapter 16, look at verse number 7 with me. And at that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. Whoa. That's not what Asa had planned. But that's what God said is happening. Amen. Look at verse number 8. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host and very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. Oh, chapter number 9, or verse number 9. Look out now. Verse number 9. This preacher is going to start plowing just a little bit too deep. Verse number 9 says this, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on the behalf of the in behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars. Wow. That's not exactly what King Asa had planned on hearing. But that's exactly what he did here. And it aggravated him. It aggravated him terrible. And now he's going to take it out on the preacher. Look at verse number 10, chapter 16. Then Asa was wroth with the seer and put him in a prison house, for he was in a rage with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people the same time. Sounds to me like things just didn't go the way Asa wanted them to go. But that's how they went. Why did they go that way? Because God had made a promise to him in chapter 15 and verse number 2. God had made a promise with him, but Asa had broke that promise. Oh, listen to me. Listen to me. You may also think, why was God so mean and giving him so many battles after all these many years? God had that right. Asa did not keep the word of God. Amen. Asa did not keep the word of God. And God had a right to do that. You see, when God has been so kind earlier, can't God continue on with that kindness later? Only if Asa calls himself back, or he comes back to keeping God's word. That was a promise that this preacher made to the king, chapter 15, verse number 2. God said through that preacher to this king, long as you keep my word, long as you stay with me, I'll stay with you. But when you go against me, I'm going to go against you. And that's exactly where King Asa is finding himself right now. Well, maybe I'm just talking to you, Pastor. Maybe I'm talking to you, Deacon. Maybe I'm just talking to some of you church members tonight. I'm talking to somebody. Amen. Know that for a fact. I know that for a fact. I'm talking to somebody tonight. You see, it's got to be God's way, period. That's how God has always done it. That's how God will always do it. It's going to be God's way, period. That's the best way that we can go after God has saved our soul. The best way we can go is God's way, period. Amen and amen. But you see, what about your soul, dear friend? Do you know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Listen to me now. Listen to me. Do you know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Has there been a time when you know that you have trusted Christ to save your soul? Has there been a time like that? There was a time like that with King Asa. But then King Asa decided to get to the point where he didn't have to figure things the way that God wanted. He could just kind of put himself through it, you know, just like most everybody else did, you know, just don't consider everything right. Well, that's how King Asa was right here, but he's in bad trouble. He's in big time bad trouble. Well, wait just a minute here. What about you, sir? What about you, ma'am? When is the last time that you knew you positively were blessed through your giving unto God? When is the last time? Positively now. When is the last time? Positively, I'm talking to you about you, Pastor. I'm talking to you about you, Deacon. I'm talking to you about you, church member. When's the last time when you really knew that you had given unto God exactly what God wanted? Be a time. There has to be a time. I'm telling you, there has to be a time. In every one of our hearts and lives, there has to be a time. But you see, what was it that really changed in you when you trusted Christ to save your soul? I didn't ask you if you were baptized. I didn't ask you, did you join the church? I didn't ask you that. I asked you, changed in you when you trusted Christ to save your soul? There has to have been a change inside of you when God came by and saved your soul. I'm telling you, that's how it's always been. That's how it always will be. Amen. You see, God's not done with King Asa yet. He's not done with him yet. He said, you're going to have war and war and war for the rest of your days. And that's exactly what he had. But then, God wasn't done with him yet. I want to call your attention now to verse number 12 of chapter 16 and read it with me. And Asa in the 39th year of his reign was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceeding great. It's not the end of that verse. That's where I stopped reading. It would seem to me like if this were me that I were reading about, it would seem to me like right about there, I would have stopped what I'd been doing and turned back unto the Lord God. But Asa is not going to do that. I told you, when we got to chapter 16, we're finding Asa in his pit of rebellion against God. Why rebel against God when God had done so much for him? I can't answer that. I cannot even begin to answer that. Let me read the rest of verse number 12. We'll start at the beginning again. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. Hello. There's a verse of scripture in our New Testament that tells us along the lines of this. If any of you be sick, let him call for the elders of the church, and they will come and anoint him with oil and pray over him. Prayer of faith that they do will save that poor sick person and bring healing to his body. I didn't read it exactly like the Word of God says, but I told you exactly what it's saying all along. You see, there is a way out of our sin. The way out of our sin is to stop and to repent and to trust Christ to save our soul if we've never been saved. I know there have been a whole lot of pastors that I've counseled, been a whole lot of deacons that I've counseled through the years. I didn't doubt about what they were saved. They didn't doubt about what they were saved. But they were not doing things God's way. They were doing things their own way. And some of those men went to an early grave. I preached some of those funerals. I know what it's like to stand over a corpse and know that they could have still been alive if they just would have listened, if they just would have listened, if they just would have listened. And there's some right now that's hearing my voice. That's exactly what you need to do. You need to stop right now, and you need to listen. You need to listen because God's dealing with your heart. You need to listen because there's been a time when you had great victories with God. I'm talking to you, preacher. Listen to me now, pastor. There have been great times when you've had great victories with God. His Spirit has been upon you really strong, but you can't seem to find it anymore. What's going on? It's not the fact that you lost your salvation. You can't lose your salvation because your salvation means that God has given you everlasting life. You can't lose everlasting life, but you can lose your fellowship with God over sin. You can. And some have done that right now that are listening to me. You've lost it because of your sin. You've let your sin get in the way. And you've lost your joy. You've lost your fellowship with God. And you know that. But the only way you're going to get it back is for you to finally stop, cry out to the Lord, plead with him that he would forgive you of every sin that stands between you and him. And just plead with him for that wonderful joy that has been there in the past. That's the only way you can do it. Only way you can do it. King Asa didn't do that. His feet were diseased greatly. They could have been healed, but he decided to go to the doctors instead of going to the great doctor. Amen. I've been there. I've dealt with people like that. I've been there. I've dealt with people like that. Listen to me now. I think I know a little something about what I'm talking about. Amen. He was diseased in his feet until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease he sought not to the Lord. Why? He had too much pride. He had too much junk in the way. And he just thought that he could do something his own way just one time. Just one time. But it didn't work that way. He decided to go to the doctors, go to the physicians for his feet. It didn't work that way. He could have come to the Lord, and he'd lived a little bit longer. Amen and amen. Well, listen to me. I'm going to wind this thing up right now, but I want you to understand there's hope for you. I don't care how much you've sinned. I don't care how much you've lost your fellowship, how long you've lost your fellowship. I don't care. There's hope for you. That hope will come through the fact of you repenting of your sin. Yeah, you can still be saved and sin. Every saved person is a sinner. We're just saved by the marvelous grace of God, but we're still going to sin. So we need to have that power over our sin, and that power comes to us through the precious blood, the precious Spirit of God. That's how we get it. Our Father.
And the precious blood. Amen.
Our Father, thank you now for these moments. And thank you for Brother Ken and his little input here and there. I'm glad for that. I'm just glad for that. I would plead with you even now that you just deal with the hearts of those that have heard me this night. Those hearts that know that things could be a lot better if they would just stop and quit their messing around thinking that they can get it done themselves. No, they can't. They got to come your way. And I would plead with you even now that you'd help each one to repent of that sin that stands in their way so that they can get back to having that sweet fellowship and that sweet joy with you one more time. Be with us in a special way, Lord. We love you with all of our hearts, and we thank you for all that you've done for us and all that you're going to continue to do this night. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Ken?
All right, now your snail mail.
My snail mail, 1122-1122 Church Street. And that's Waycross, Georgia. Waycross is spelled capital W-A-Y-C-R-O-S-S, just one word, Georgia. Our zip is 31501. And we're right here in the good old United States of America.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Another great message. If you missed it, please check it out on the rewind. You just enjoyed the truth of the matter with Dr. Doug Quick. Hello, sir. Evening to you and First Lady and everyone else, Ruthie, Ken, everyone else listening around the world on the phone lines. Hello.
Hello there, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And also, if you wish to get in contact with him via email, just remember, you can contact him via my email, feelintouchking@gmail.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter N, like Nancy, touchking@gmail.com. Just put in the subject line, question or comment for Brother Quick. Just type out your message. We will print it off, send it to him. And then when there's a response, we will, when we get it returned to us, we will PDF it to you. Amen. All right, who do we got with us, Ruth? We know we got Brother Six. Who else do we got?
Well, of course, we have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost Band of Angels. We have you, Sister Emily, George, of course, Brother Six, Brother Quick, and just me.
Okay, anybody got any other comments or questions?
And we have the rest of rest of the world listening. I myself got a little bit tied up, so I'm going to definitely check the show out and rewind, and I encourage you all to do so if you missed it. I mean, Dr. Quick brings a message every Thursday, great message. So if you have not checked out this show tonight, check it out in the rewind. Also, any other previous shows that he's done, check it out in the rewind. All you have to do is go to the iHeart app. If you have Android, download the iHeart app and type in the Six Eyes Radio in the search, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space radio, R-A-D-I-O, and you'll see Truth of the Matter with Doug Quick every Thursday. Check that out, and you won't be disappointed. Amen.
Amen. And I do want to say, Brother Quick, that kind of the message kind of takes me back to a little time. Remember back when I was running my shop, if you'll remember.
I remember.
Remember that? It reminds me of the time I was little, not doing what was right, and you came to me and you had to straighten me out. This message kind of takes me back to that. But unlike Asa, I had the gall to at least listen and straighten up my act. Amen. So,
amen.
Very good message tonight. I appreciated that message, so I hope others got something from it. So, Sister Emily, what did you get tonight?
I got to say, that was a good message. He kind of clobbered me on the point he made about Asa and not straightening up when God tried to give him a spiritual whack upside the head.
Amen.
Because
all right.
I was trying to do three things while listening to the show, and God had to tell me, hey, sit your butt down right now.
Amen. When the word's going on, we ought to be listening. Amen.
I was listening but doing other things too. And you said
Amen.
We got Boss Ken out here tonight. Ken.
Yeah, Six is on the line with us.
Mom tonight called in while I was had myself on mute, and she said to tell her handsome, talented son, she's been praying for him and the family.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate that, Mama. Thank you very much. Love you. Amen. Love
and
you all.
Speaking of prayer, Brother Quick, I forgot to mention earlier at the beginning, but you could still add this to your closing prayer. There is Our Lady from Ireland who, or I should say Scotland, Maggie Balfour. She had a stroke. She's recovered from that, but she's got a CAT scan coming up and wants prayer. So please keep her in prayer because she has made the Six Eyes Radio Network, quote, her church, unquote, because she doesn't have a church locally where she's at. So she's made the Six Eyes Radio Network her church. So believe it or not, you're one of the radio preachers for her.
Well, thank you, Brother Kent.
Yes. you got listeners all over the world, Dr. Quick, all over the world. You're reaching people all over the world.
Thank you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Brother Quick, I'm also going to ask you tonight to be keeping me in prayer. I did a bunch of walking this week, and I messed with my legs and my back, and the week on the 17th, the following week, and the week after that, I found out from the doctors, instead of doing the bone marrow transplant all on the 17th, they're going to do it in three stages. So be keeping that in prayer, please.
All right. Amen. Any other comments or questions tonight before we turn it over to Brother Quick to close us in prayer?
Well, this is George. I wanted to know that Pritchard, is he ever go up to Michigan because at Bill's Baptist Lake and at Bill's Lake, there's a Pritchard I think is coming there to be a guest speaker. Did I lose you, Pritchard?
Well, I live in Ohio, so no, I wouldn't be going that far.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you. And it was a good message, too.
Yeah, it sure was.
Amen. Hello, Brother George. How you doing?
That's a wonderful message. Amen.
All right. Well, with that, I want to remind everybody to join us tomorrow night for AJ and the Squad. Tomorrow night, 9 p.m. here only at the Six Eyes Radio Network. And, Brother Quick, we'll turn it over to you for a closing prayer.
All right. Well, just remember, Miss Quick will be going in for her MRI this Wednesday coming on her back. And she, like me, she's not looking forward to any more surgery. But I said that too many times, and I think I've had 12 or 14 surgeries now. I guess I about got to the point where I quit standing it. So, amen. But just remember her very much. And then when did we go to Columbus? The 17th. The 17th or the 19th. And one or the other, we'll be going over to Columbus to see the surgeon. I think it's the 19th, all right. And so we will very much appreciate your prayers on that. All right, if there's nothing else, then I'll close in prayer.
Well, just definitely pray that everything goes right with First Lady Quick. Continue to pray for my family, my strength, my health, Brother Quick, Dr. Quick, because I am actually taking a tap dance lesson, and you have to have strong ankles for that. So pray for that and rhythm. Amen.
All right. All right. Well, let me close in prayer then. Our Father, thank you for these moments together. You're going to for each of these that have talked to us and talked this night and given prayer requests. And thank you, Brother Six. It's always really good to hear his voice. I'm just glad for all that he's done and how you keep this radio network going. And then asking now that you would be with Miss Emily as she'd be going in starting on the 17th for the bone marrow transplant. And Lord, we're asking for your sweet will on this, that you would just do wonders for her. And for Brother Six, we're asking you to give him that strength that he needs and be with his family and continue to be a help there. And for Miss Quick, she'll be going in Wednesday coming for this MRI. And then we'll be making the long trip over to Columbus to the surgeon's office. And we always appreciate your hand upon us whenever we are making that long trip.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but is there anything that the Six Eyes Radio Network can do? Anything that you guys need?
No, sir. I think we're doing all right on that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay.
And then we're asking you. All right. Thank you, Brother Six. We're asking you to be Miss Maggie in Scotland that you just keep your hand upon her and bring healing to her body. And I'm just so glad that she tunes in. And I'm just really thankful to have an input spiritually into her every time. And I'm asking that you just raise up a good church, a good pastor in her area where she'd be able to get to the church house, where I know that she would like to be able to be. Now, for each of these other requests, I'm asking you just minister accordingly. I'm glad that this is America, and I'm glad that your hand is upon America. Many are beginning to doubt it, but I don't doubt that a bit. And we're just so thankful that your hand is upon us, and we're just glad that you're working things according to your sweet and wonderful will. Now, Lord, we're just asking you'd help us in these days to come. Help us, each one of us that have to be on the road at all, that you just give us that traveling mercy. And help us as we already are looking forward to being back with these people again on Thursday night. So, Lord, we love you with all of our hearts. We're just so glad that you love us that same way back in return. And just be with us, and we'll thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, y'all.
Good night. Amen.